God sees. In evening devotions or during prayers at the end of the day, we will often be in a darkened bedroom. Sometimes we welcome total darkness because we can shut out all the distractions. The house most likely is quiet. You can see nothing that will interrupt your thoughts. This would be a good time to meditate on what the Bible calls private sins, things that today's world excuses with the question, "Who does it hurt?" The world needs to hear that sin is sin, and that sins hurt the sinner. In fact, they lead to death. But for a moment, let us think about life in the darkness. The darkness can be a metaphor for private moments, silent thoughts, festering grudges, fleeting temptations, lusts, jealousies, and the like. Our sins don't have to be out in the open for all to see. God can read minds. It's part of His job description. Our thoughts can't be quiet enough for God not to hear them. Our sins can't be private enough for God not to see them. And, thank God, our guilts can't be so dark that God won't forgive them. Isaiah said it best in chapter 47, verse 10. You have trusted in your wickedness and have said, "No one sees me." The prophet Isaiah was preaching to the wicked Babylon, which, despite its demonic sins, felt obliged to justify itself with the world's excuse for finding security in the darkness. There is security, but it's a false security. It is for us, then, to use the darkness of the evening not to hide from God, but to use it as a time of pure communication. As Christians, such darkness does not represent a hiding place from God, but rather a special quiet time and place alone with Him. As Christians, we desire that God examine our hearts. We don't seek to hide our hearts. And as Christians, we know that God sees all, even if our sight can't pierce the darkness. We know that His sight already has. We can pray. Father, my eyes might see nothing, and that is good, because at this moment I want to concentrate on You. But Father, through all the darkness of rooms without lights or closed eyes, I want the brilliance of Your glory to be like a blinding light. Illuminate every corner of my heart. See what is wrong and help me repent. And let Your light show me every truth, every word of encouragement, every promise of salvation that You have for me. Thank You for this quiet time with You. In Jesus' name, Amen.